Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Tom, and a happy hour to you. 6 o'clock is the time. We're going to have some fun this hour. We always have fun. It's Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. We've got some breaking news coming up for you in just a sec. Breaking news on 97.3 The Fan. It's brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Just wanted a quick rundown of what's coming up this hour on the program. We're going to have our pop quiz coming in just a little bit, and you'll have an opportunity to join us for that at 833. Don't call now, but call when we ask you to call for the pop quiz, 833-288-0973. And we're going to give some prizes away. If you can take down Tony and Scraby, who compete, they go at each other's throats in these pop quiz type things. It's a big deal.
But it's the only chance Scraby has a chance to beat me in anything. So
yeah,
this is why he goes
that's
so
true.
Hard.
I think that's true. Honestly, Scraby, is there any? No, he thinks he could beat you at golf, probably. I was going to say,
I think
you could beat Tony?
I actually think my
Tony
golf game
at?
Has improved enough to where I could take down Scraby.
Then that ends it, Scraby. There's nothing left.
He has nothing left. I've improved my golf game, Scraby. I'm just telling you.
I am laughing so hard
Scraby,
at that.
How is your how are you at Chinese checkers? Any
eventually,
good at that?
I actually have played a lot of Chinese checkers in my life. I've also played a lot of chess
checkers.
In my life. So
I can't with your mind, I can't see you beating anyone at chess. I just can't see that happening.
I am a very shifty individual. You don't know what I'm going to do next.
Shifty individual. I'm sure you could beat. Well, basically what you're saying is that if I'm not looking at the board, you might cheat and move one of your pieces
That's
over.
What it sounds like, right?
Yeah.
No.
But other than that, I don't see you anyway.
I think we're going to have to, whenever we see each other again, which I don't know when it will be.
Yeah, it may never happen.
We might
we're
have
supposed
to
all get together to play golf one of these years.
One of these years is right.
Hopefully it'll happen. All right, Tony, you want to give the breaking news? It's a big
this
item coming out of the National
news.
Football League.
97.3, The Fan.
Yes, indeed it is. The Jets have made a surprising move and released not their head coach, but their running back. Le'Veon Bell has been given his walking papers, and wow. I mean, listen, for Le'Veon Bell, who is probably ecstatic about this, I think he's already sent a tweet out with the prayer hand emojis.
He did, yeah.
Did he
going
really?
Up. So he was very happy about it. But that being said, man, the Jets have decided to part with Le'Veon as opposed to Adam Gase, who has been nothing short of terrible since he's been there.
A train wreck, yeah. Look, Le'Veon Bell hasn't helped the situation. Of course, he was hurt a little bit. When did he sit out? He sat out with Pittsburgh, right?
He did,
Pittsburgh, yeah.
And then he ended up getting the contract with the Jets, and then he got hurt last year, was
well,
it?
Well, that's, yeah, he
no,
did.
No, he played. He played. He missed one game, I think, one or two games, but he played for the most part despite how terrible that team was.
But they just didn't block for him. Yeah.
Let's not forget that he sat out the Steelers so he can get a good free agent contract, and then he ended up choosing the Jets, so it didn't
That's
work.
He also got some guaranteed money out of that free agent contract.
Ooh, good point.
This goes in the category of all money ain't good money. And this is, you know, I put this right in the Carl Crawford category. Remember, he signed with Boston and hated it. He had a chance to sign something similar with the Angels, decided to go to Boston, hated it, ended up getting traded out of there. But this goes to show athletes, man, like, you gotta do your research. And listen, and if I'm not mistaken, when he signed with the Jets, was Gase there already? Was he just getting hired? I feel like there was like kind of a weird introduction between the two.
I'm not sure that
Le'Veon Bell walked in just like probably every other Jet player walks in and went, "You're the coach? Oh my God. What a disaster."
Well, if I recall, there was like conversation about Gase not being happy about the signing of Le'Veon Bell and like
what is he happy about?
Like
he is the worst. He is the Scraby of NFL coaches.
Wait a second.
He's just a hater, that guy.
I have a statement from GM Joe Douglas. Who knew he was the GM? From the
Joe
Jets.
Joe Douglas.
Tweeted out 13 minutes ago.
What is he, a councilman in the 43rd district?
He does sound like a councilman. After having conversations with Le'Veon and his agent and exploring potential trade options over the past couple days, we have made a decision to release Le'Veon. The Jets organization appreciates Le'Veon's efforts during his time here, and we know he worked hard to make significant contributions to his team. We believe this decision is in the best interest of both parties and wish him future success. And I was going to add something, but I'm not going to. But that's it. That's it.
Who is the Jets running back now?
Frank Gore.
Gore. Yeah.
Okay, like almost I said, made who my is list. The Jets running back?
Hey!
I'm not knocking you, Scraby. Frank Gore is, you know, older than I am.
I was about to put it. He just missed my top five list, to be 100% honest with you. He could have been
fifth. Good point.
He was sixth. But that just goes to show you. I mean, they're parting. The GM and Le'Veon Bell seem to be parting ways on good terms. Like, they tried to make a trade. They tried to do different things to get him up out of there, and it just didn't work out. So now he'll get a release, and he'll have the opportunity to sign wherever he wants again.
Is it possible? And I don't know enough about the position of running back. This is one thing that I've always wondered, honestly, and I've never been able to quite answer. Like when I used to watch the Broncos back in the John Elway, Terrell Davis days, and Miami used to have a pretty good team too because they had Marino quarterbacking. And Miami had a running back then named Kareem Abdul-Jabbar out of UCLA. Not obviously the same guy. But
about to say, Kareem was running back too?
Yeah, they had a running back. His name was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He was a pretty good running back. I mean, but he was never Terrell Davis. But my whole point was Denver had this mauling offensive line that just used to move people off the ball by like 10 yards. And Terrell Davis was a great running back, and he would, have big games and win Super Bowl MVPs and the whole thing. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the Dolphins, every time they gave him the ball on a handoff, there was three guys standing in the backfield waiting for him, and he would get tackled. And I used to think to myself, what would happen if the two of them swapped places? Like if Kareem Abdul-Jabbar went to Denver, would he all of a sudden be a really good running back, and would Terrell Davis struggle? And I've never quite been able to figure out what makes a running back good. Is it the offensive line or is it the running back? And I'm bringing all of this up because Le'Veon Bell has a very strange running style, if I'm not mistaken, Tony. And when he was with Pittsburgh, they would hand him the ball, and the first thing he would do usually is stop running. And he would kind of wait, and he'd kind of look around, and he'd pick his spot. And then he had unbelievable explosiveness once he found the hole.
Right.
He would just bust through there, and there was no stopping him. And he had a couple of unbelievable years doing that. But I just wonder, that running style probably didn't work as well with the Jets because they didn't block as good as Pittsburgh.
Right. And so, my guess, Chris, is that he learned that in the 2 years that he spent with the Jets, was that, man, I have to change my running style a little bit. But to be quite frank, I don't know if it mattered what running style he had with the Jets. It did seem like any time they hand the ball off, as you mentioned with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, there's three guys in the backfield. And I think it's a combination, right? With a running back, if he has the vision, the explosiveness, if you give him a line, and he's elusive like Le'Veon is, if you give him a line that can push the line of scrimmage up a yard or two, it's a wrap. Like, he's going to have a field day. The Jets couldn't push any offensive line. As a matter of fact, the offensive line was getting pushed back most of the time, and that's not conducive for the running game, which, in essence, doesn't help your young quarterback. He's forced to have to throw the ball a whole lot with no time, And when you get a quarterback that's young and experienced in the NFL, that's a recipe for disaster, and that's what the Jets have been, pretty much.
All right. Well, we'll see how this works out. It'll be interesting to see where Le'Veon Bell winds up. I imagine somebody will certainly sign him, bring him in. And I would think if I'm Le'Veon Bell, you know, hopefully I have a couple of options so I can take a look at the club and see whether or not I'm going to be able to gain any yardage.
Oh, you know where another good fit might be? It's great. We were talking about this off. It could be the Cardinals. They might be a good fit.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a good call right there.
I don't like that at all.
No, you won't like it.
Oh, because of your division? Forget it, Scraby. You're out of contention anyway.
I'm thinking long term, man.
You're going from Super Bowl loser to division loser.
Okay.
We told you that at the beginning of the season, Super Bowl losers go.
And that's where you're going.
Can we just stop for a second and realize that the Dolphins won a game, and we've made more of a deal about the Dolphins winning a game than the 49ers actually making it to the Super
Bowl? That's not true.
Year.
We've been talking about this 49er situation long before they played the Dolphins. The Dolphins just kind of put an exclamation point on the whole thing, Scrape.
If we're being honest, we actually started talking about it right after they lost the Super Bowl. And we're talking about it in the frame of, well, you know what that means. They made it to a Super Bowl that usually doesn't bode well for the team that makes it to the Super Bowl and loses.
Yeah.
And so far, been pretty accurate.
You guys are just lucky.
What are we lucky about?
With your predictions.
How did this happen?
It's called data.
It's called data?
Wait, let's hear that moment in time again.
How did this happen?
Ever since that moment in time, it's been nothing but negativity and downward spiral for the 49ers. Mm. 20-10 in the fourth quarter. God,
man.
With like 7 minutes to go, and you had the ball.
Had the ball, Scrape. Things could have been a little bit different.
Honey.
Honey.
Scraby, I'm only saying this because I picked the Niners to win that game. And I felt like I had it locked up.
I don't remember, but
I do.
I can remember. I can probably remember Chris going, I'm just picking the 49ers because I want them to lose the game, so I'm going to put some bad juju on them.
No, because Tony and I always do our competing in our pick'em game.
Mm.
And I wanted to win my pick'em game, and Tony ended up winning the playoff pick'em because of that. So, no, I picked who I thought was going to win the game, and I thought the 49ers should have won the game. Anyway, all right. We'll take a quick timeout. We've got a little game coming up. We call it the pop quiz. You can participate. It's Tony versus Scraby versus a listener. So call in 833-288-0973. Get your spot, and you can play alongside. You'll have a chance to win a prize if you can beat these guys. A little pop quiz. Anybody can play. You don't even have to be a sports fanatic necessarily to play. It's kind of a, you know, true or false type of game show, so you can take your best shot. Give us a call. We'll try it next. I'm Chris Ello. That's Tony Gwynn Jr. Gwynn and Chris continues rolling towards 7 o'clock. The happy hour underway right now on 97.3 The Fan here.
Remember the days of sitting in class?
Good to have all of you back to school.
And the teacher said the dreaded words, pop quiz. Chris Ello isn't your teacher, but he does come up with fun pop quizzes. Play along with us. The Chris Ello Pop Quiz commences now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to the program. I think it's Tony's turn to bring us back, but
it is. But since you're the host of,
I'm the MC of the Pop Quiz.
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll get it rolling here. We got a Tony versus Scraby, and then we got John coming on the line here in a second. And John, if you win this pop quiz, you're going to get the $20 gift card and the hat from King's Craft Coffee, locations in Poway and Mission Valley. King's Craft Coffee was founded and is operated by former Charger Corey Withrow and offers breakfast, lunch, great outdoor seating. Check them out at thekingsofcraft.com or King's Craft Coffee on Instagram. John, welcome to the Gwynn and Chris Show. How are you today, sir?
Doing pretty good. Even better now that I know the Dodgers are losing.
Yes, isn't this wonderful? Let's just keep it going.
It's been a great show the whole time because the Dodgers are
cut. Everybody's been in a really good mood all day today as the Braves continue to lay it on the Dodgers. John, very simple pop quiz. I'm going to give you two baseball teams, and all you have to do is name the one that you think has more. That's it. And the category today, guys, is a playoff victories. Playoff victories since 1969. And the reason I use 1969 is because that's when they started division play and the playoffs. Before that, it just went straight to a World Series. So you're thinking over the last 50 years, I'm going to give you two baseball teams. You tell me which one has won the most playoff games during that span.
Last 50 years?
50 years, 1969. The year the Padres came into existence. So that is the category today. And, John, you'll figure this out as we go. But and the answer is one team or the other. There's no the same this time. Sometimes we have another option as the same, but not this time.
That's,
so here we go. Tony, you'll go first.
That's when Tony likes to cheat is when he says same.
Oh, stop it. The cheating. You're the one that said you called yourself shifty already.
I am shifty.
Yeah, that's not a good thing to be, buddy.
Don't trust me. Never mind. Okay, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Which team has won the most playoff games, and this includes World Series games, all playoffs and World Series games, postseason games, who's won more in the last 50 years, the Cubs or the White Sox? Both Chicago teams. Tony, you go first. Cubs or White Sox? Who's won more?
More playoff games. Cubs
postseason
or White
games.
Sox?
Correct.
Did we lose Tony?
I don't know.
You didn't. I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, the good thing is there's no time limit on this show. So
we're going to go Cubbies.
Going to go with the Cubs. Scravy, you're up. Cubs or White Sox?
I'm just going to go the opposite. Go White Sox.
You're going to go White Sox because you're shifty.
I'm shifty.
Okay, John, who do you like here? Who's won more postseason games, the Cubs or the White Sox?
I'm going to go White Sox, too.
White Sox have won 16.
Oh, gosh.
Not very many. The Cubs haven't won very many either, but they've won 28.
Oh!
So Tony takes the early lead. All right, next up, who's won more postseason games, the Tampa Bay Rays or the Seattle Mariners? Scraby, you're first. The Mariners haven't been in the playoffs in a while. The Rays are a newer team. So you got both things to consider there.
I feel like the Rays have been way better than the Mariners for a long time, so I'm going to say the Rays.
The Rays. All right, John, you're up. Who do you like? Rays or Mariners?
Rays as well.
Goes with the Rays as well. Tony, what do you want to do?
Give me the Mariners.
Ooh.
You got the Mariners, huh? You can have them because that's not right. Rays 23, Mariners 15.
Wow.
The Mariners have been obviously stuck on that number for a while. The Rays were at 21. Now they're at 23. This is up to the minute scoring, by the way. All right, we're all tied at one. John, you go first. Which team has won more postseason games? The Oakland Athletics or the Baltimore Orioles? John, who do you like there? Who'd you go with?
He said Oakland.
Oakland. Okay, yeah. John went with the A's. Is that right, John?
Yeah.
Okay. Tony, who do you like, A's or Orioles?
Oakland, please.
Another Oakland vote. Matt?
I will say...
Is John's phone turned down?
John, turn your radio down or something.
No, I think it's... I don't know if he went Bluetooth or something. That's what happens.
Don't go Bluetooth.
Echo.
I'm going to say the Orioles.
You're going to say the Orioles. Orioles were really good in the 70s, piled up 49 wins, but the A's have 61.
Oh, no.
So,
about to say the A's were pretty good during
in
the
70s,
80s,
90s,
right?
And everything, yeah. A's get a lot of playoff wins, just don't win the championship. All right, next up, Scraby's first. Or wait a minute. No, Tony's first. Is it the Braves or the Dodgers, Tony? Who's one more, Braves or Dodgers? And this is up-to-the-minute scoring.
Wow.
This is postseason?
Postseason since 1969.
It's got to be the Braves.
Gotta be the Braves. All right. Scraby?
That's all I remember growing up is the Braves in the playoffs, so I'm going to say them too.
Two Brave votes. John, what about you?
Same, Braves.
Same. Got all of you on that one. Dodgers have more.
Wow.
Believe it or not. 82, Braves have 74, about to be 75.
The last 8
Dodgers
years.
Were pretty dominant in the 70s, 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, the Braves have that monster run of 15 90s. Consecutive years, but other than that, probably don't have too much.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. That's five. Scraby, you're first.
Uh-oh.
Is it the Diamondbacks or the Padres?
Oh, man. Well, I know for a fact the Padres have won 14 games in the playoffs. And the Diamondbacks won the World Series. So I'm going to say the Diamondbacks.
Okay. Boy, Scraby really breaking it down there for
yeah.
us.
Yeah. Just gave
everyone
the answer. It's
unlike him to actually be thinking for a change. Okay. John, who do you like?
I'm going to go with the D-backs.
Two for the D-backs. Tony?
Three for the D-backs.
Padres do have 14. Scraby, very good.
Thank you.
Diamondbacks have 18.
Oh, so wow.
Diamondbacks just over. There.
They got the same distance. Actually, they played three more games in their World Series run, and they've been to the playoffs a few more times where they've won series. So I thought they'd have just a few more.
They got a few more. All right, here we go. With Tony, 3 points. John is tied for the lead with three.
Wow.
Scraby, you're in the 49ers spot with two. John, you're first. Who's got more wins in the postseason? Is it the Mets or the Phillies? Tough Philly. One. Phillies, he says. Tony?
Philly and who?
Mets. Sorry. Mets.
Mets. Ooh, wow. oh, man. Oh, I'm going to go Mets.
He's going to sneak the Mets in, okay? Scraby?
I am going to go with the Phillies.
Phillies 48, Mets 51.
Ah!
Tony moves up into the lead.
Ugh.
All right, Tony, you're first. Is it the Astros or the Giants?
Mm.
He's got more postseason wins.
Oh, man, let's go with the Giants.
Goes with the Giants. They do have a few world titles under their belt recently. Scraby?
The Giants do recently have some world titles, but they didn't. Yeah, they did extend series. I'm going to go with the Giants, too.
I'm going to go with your Giants. John, what do you want to do?
Giants as well.
Giants 56, Astros 54.
Oh, close wow. One. That was way closer than I thought.
Yeah. Could be even by the end of the week.
Yeah.
But right now, Giants still have the advantage. Okay, Tony 5, John 4, Scraby in last place with the 49ers. Scraby, you're first.
Oh, great.
Okay, how about the world champion for the moment, Washington Nationals / Expos, or the Texas Rangers?
Ooh.
Who's won more playoff games?
I'm going to say the Rangers.
Goes with the Rangers there. John, how about you?
It was Rangers and who else again?
The Nationals.
The Rangers.
Two for the Rangers. Tony?
The Rangers, I'm having a hard time seeing them in the postseason.
They made a run. They made a run.
They did. Give me the Nationals.
Oh, wow.
The Rangers made back-to-back World Series, Tony.
Yeah.
But oh, right. They only have 21 wins.
Oh,
the Nationals have 24.
How is that even possible? I don't even remember the Nationals being in the playoffs except for last year.
You got to think. The Nationals fired like two straight managers after getting to an NLCS. And then they got to the World Series a few years later.
Yeah. It was also yeah, Nationals
and you got the Expos, right?
Expos, yes. Although the Expos, I think, only won a handful. All right, Tony's got a nice lead right now, but it's, you know, ways to go. Still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. And Tony's in the lead, so you got to go first, Tony.
Okay.
You got 6, John's got 4, Scraby's got 3. My God, Scraby.
Come Niners.
On. Ugh. Come on. All right, Tony, who's got more?
I'm an idiot.
Yes.
Yes.
One of these days to play us a clip of something we don't know.
Oh, hey-o.
Bidding.
Hey-o.
Where'd my dinger go?
Tony, who's got more wins? The Brewers, your Brewers, or the Marlins?
Marlins got two titles when they've been in. It's 3-7.
You know it's too bad is you guys just don't take this game seriously enough.
Marlins so and who?
The Brewers. Your Brew Crew.
Brew Crew.
Give me the crew.
The crew. All right, John.
I'm gonna go with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He goes to Brewers. Scraby.
I'm going to go opposite them because I have to catch up.
The Brewers have 20. Marlins have 24.
Yes.
Yeah.
Marlins on top.
I picked with my heart instead of my mind.
Yeah, you did a little bit that time. All right, Tony still with 6. Scraby and John have 4. And there are 4 left is all. So, Tony, you got to go first.
I just needed one of these next 2, right? And it's over.
You win a couple more, you're going to be in good shape. I think your magic number to clinch is 3.
3, okay.
All right, who's got more, the Cardinals or the Red Sox?
That's
give me a pretty
fair.
Good one there.
Is it my? It's my turn, huh?
Yeah, you're first because you're in the league.
Gosh, that is just that's diabolical on your end, right there. Let's go with the Cardinals.
Cardinals, John.
I'm gonna go with the Red Sox.
Goes with the Red Sox. Scraby.
I'm going with the Red Sox.
Tony's magic number to clinch is now 1.
Oh, no.
Red Sox have 75 wins.
Dang.
Cardinals have 97.
That was a tough one.
That was a tough one, but the Cardinals are really good. All right, Tony, you got 3 questions left. You got to go first. The other guys are going to have to go. You're going to have to get them all wrong.
Oh, gosh.
And the other guys are going to have to get them all right. So, Tony, is it the Reds or the Royals?
The Royals had a nice run there. Obviously, the big red machine. I'm going to say the Reds.
He's going to say the Reds. Scraby, I'm assuming you're going to go with the Royals.
I have to.
John, you kind of got to go with the Royals unless you just want to play for second place.
Yeah, I'll go with the Royals.
He'll go with the Royals. This is the closest one of the night. Royals 40, Reds 39.
Oh!
So you guys stay alive.
Wow.
2 to go.
Gave me new life.
Well, there's some life. Tony's still in the lead with 7. You guys have 5. And Tony has to go first. Is it the Indians or the Tigers?
Indians or Tigers? Give me the Tigers.
Goes with the Tigers. Scraby.
I got to go with the Indians.
Going to go with the Indians. John, you want to go with the Indians too to give yourself a hope?
Yeah, why not?
That's a good idea. Indians have it, 47 to 35.
Yeah!
You know, Tony, I don't want to say this, but if Scraby was doing this right now, the pressure would be immense.
Ha!
Tick, 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 tick. So the pressure is immense on the final question now. Tony with 7, the other guys have 6. Who has more postseason wins since the 1969 playoff merger? Is it the Blue Jays or the Twins? I might add that the Twins have lost 18 postseason games in a row, which is unbelievable.
This is going all the way back to the 69, though.
That is true. The Blue Jays didn't even come into being till 75, so you got a lot of things to consider here.
Give me the Blue Jays.
He went Blue Jays.
I didn't hear him.
He said Blue Jays.
Blue Jays. Blue Jays.
God, I'm said going... it really quietly.
I did. I whispered it, as a matter of fact.
I'm going opposite because I have to.
You do. John, you got to go opposite. Minnesota Twins started in 1969, and they won the AL West that year.
What?
But they were swept in the playoffs.
Ugh.
And they didn't get to the postseason too often after that, but did win World Series in 87 and 91. Unfortunately, that 18-game losing streak has cost them, and the Blue Jays have it 31-22. So play the music. Tony Gray
Jr. Joey Bats. Thank you, Joey Bats, for extending that lead for me, getting that team to the postseason.
Thanks for playing, John.
You guys got close, but no cigar. Let me
no
get
cigar.
My cha-cha.
John, thanks, man. Thanks for playing. Appreciate that. Hope you had some fun along the way. I know Tony had some fun, even though it's dark in his office.
It
I'm
is
sure
very
he's
dark.
Dancing.
In his, yes.
Scraby. It would have been a little more fun to have you in the lead because you would have blown that last question.
That's not true.
You 100% would have blown that last question, Scraby.
That's not true.
Tony, nice work. You win today's pop quiz. We'll take a quick timeout. Come on back. Wrap up our happy hour and program. Gwen and Chris on 97.3, The Fan.
6:40 on the clock. Last and final segment of Gwen and Chris today. This hour is brought to you by Smart Investing. These are difficult times for investors. Do you buy stocks, sell stocks, put everything in cash? Tune into Smart Investing and listen to Brett Wilsey, who has been in the financial field for over 40 years and have seen it all. Saturday mornings at 9 on 97.3 The Fan for financial information you can use. Let's check traffic. Vicky Pepper.
Should be a very easy ride home. No accidents or incidents to speak of. Smooth sailing on all San Diego freeways. The 54, 94, 8, and 52 all wide open for your eastbound commute. I'm Vicky Pepper, in for Kelly Danick. That's your San Diego traffic.
The San Diego County Register of Voters urges you to vote Safer San Diego. Ballots have been mailed to all registered voters. Vote safer at home and return your ballots by mail. No stamp needed. Your I voted sticker is included, so wear it proudly. Learn more at sdvote.com.
Spectrum Sports LA's own Chris McGee joined us earlier to talk about the Laker championship and some of the things that they had to get through over the season. I have to say, our next guest, for me, this is the ultimate, right? We've been talking about the Lakers all year long. We've had him on for quite some time as the Lakers were trying to, you know, get back to the top because this has been a journey, at least for us Lakers fans. I know Chris gives me a hard time about this because it's only been 10 years since the last time they won a title. And as a Bulls fan, you know, He has been waiting a little bit longer. But yeah. Either way, our next guest, Chris McGee, Spectrum Sportsnet LA, joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Chris, thank you for giving us your time. How are you doing today?
TG, Chris, I'm doing great. And let me just start by saying this. Chris has a great point. We are so spoiled here. Do not think that I don't agree with you. Yes, I am very spoiled. It's been a long road. 10 years is an eternity for us.
Yes, 10 years is quite some time for most Laker fans.
And, oh yeah,
Chris, I think the biggest question that lies ahead for the Lakers, after we get through the joy of a celebration, is What happens with Anthony Davis? Because it gets lost a little bit because of the journey that the Lakers had to take in order to get to this championship. You had a three-month hiatus because of COVID-19. They come back. They go to a bubble. And they pretty much, if you really look at it, they blow through the playoffs. They win every series in five with the exception of this last one in six. Now the attention turns to Anthony Davis. How do you think – is there anything being said? How do you think this turns out for the Lakers in terms of Anthony Davis?
I mean, I just – honestly, I've never even talked about it. Recently people have brought it up, but on air we haven't. I mean, where else would he go?
Right.
For me, I mean, he was, you know, this is where he wanted to be. So whether he picks up his option or declines it and goes for a different deal, I mean – I don't know if it's a 1-1 or a 4. Like, I have no idea what Anthony Davis is thinking. He's done a good job of not talking about it, and rightfully so. I think it just adds to everyone's narratives and distractions. So what's the point, right? He came here to win a title, and they've done that. I would just – let's just say this. I would be more shocked if he left than anything that's ever happened in my profession in the last 15 years that I've been a part of, 20 years. Like, I'm that confident that he's a Laker. I just don't know where else, if I look on the paper, like, where would he go? I'm just curious to what people would, like, why would he go somewhere? Like, and play with who? You're playing with one of your best friends, LeBron, and you just won a title. So, I don't know. That's just me.
Probably right. Chris McGee, Spectrum Sportsnet LA, joins us after the Lakers win their 17th championship. And, Chris, I want to talk about LeBron James a little bit because I don't think I've ever seen an athlete that has been built up more to be torn down more by the sporting public out there. And it just amazes me that, you know, this guy wins again and does it in dominating fashion, and he's the reason that they won this thing. Everybody knows that. And then it's so interesting to me, the day after they win the title, it's like, here come the LeBron versus Michael Jordan comparisons, just so they can tear him down and say he's not as good as Michael Jordan. I don't know what LeBron James has to do to get everybody to realize that this is one of the greatest athletes of our time.
Yeah, Chris, it's tough, but we live in that day and age, man. It's been hard for me to go through all that stuff over the years too, just listening, and we just have so much more access now for people to have a voice and for, you know, clickbait and stories. Excuse me, but for me, it keeps coming down to this: people that are fans of other teams and just true fans. It's really, really hard for them, right? Because you want to hate, and he doesn't play for you. And you'll never really truly understand the greatness. And if you can look at it subjectively, there's literally no way you could give a basketball argument, a good one, that doesn't have him at the table with MJ, Kareem, and Kobe. I don't know how you could even make a compelling, solid basketball argument. I have not heard one, just people who want to hate. So, you know, LeBron kind of said it to Kyrie or whomever he was talking to at the end there when he accepted that trophy, and he went through the list of people that deserve respect, and he said, and I deserve some damn respect. Like, you guys are going to be bummed when he's gone, man, because you're going to, just like Kobe, the people who hated Kobe, now that he's really gone, as sad as that is, it bumps people out. And listen, I had to deal with it too when I was a kid growing up. I hated Larry Bird. He was playing against my Lakers every year. I was a Magic guy. But as I got older, man, did I learn to love and respect who Larry was as a player.
Yeah.
Right? It's the same with Tom Brady. He's never played for my team. But I can't say he's not the GOAT. Come on.
Yeah. That is the hardest part for people to swallow. As a Kobe guy, like my entire teenage adult life, it was hard to me to come to that. But eventually, if you have some perspective, if you can look at it from the other side of the coin, there's not even an argument that you can make that doesn't put LeBron James at the table, as you said. I want to switch gears a little bit, Tony,
for real though, like honestly, like here's the thing. It's you'll never really know, right? Because everything is generational and it was different rules under different guys. But that's the thing. They're the most unique players in history. They're the best at what they do ever at their position. And set a standard. So for me, they're at the table. I had to say that. Sorry.
No, they're definitely at the table. Geeter, Frank Vogel, he comes in, and it appears from the outside looking in that he gets the job because, you know, there are two other coaches. They can't come to agreement with him. They all slide by the wayside. But if you watch this Laker team, as good as they were offensively, defensively, it seems like that is the thing that changed most for this Laker squad. How much credit should Frank Vogel be getting in this run that the Lakers had this year?
I think it's twofold. I think the personnel that they have on the team is why they're so good defensively. You literally have the best player in the league on defense on your team. And you have a three-time best defensive player, maybe one of the top five all-time in Dwight Howard, on your team. You have Rondo, LeBron. So you have all these defensive guys, Danny Green. Yes, Frank Vogel deserves a ton of credit, and so do the players for buying in. I've been really impressed with Frank. I always think of Pete Carroll because I was working and doing some stuff for SC when Pete was an afterthought and he ended up getting the job. And look what happened. He won titles there and the Super Bowl with Seattle. But no one really cared about Pete at that moment. Frank Vogel was in Orlando and nobody cared. He got fired. Frank's a great basketball coach. Every player I talked to when he came in said, man, I love Frank. And you know what? His attention to detail is awesome. He's classy. He's not an eye guy that needs to have credit. Never once did he ask for it. His staff was phenomenal. They were all on the same page. But where I give Frank the most credit, and I think it flew under the radar a little bit, was every single series, Portland, Houston, Denver, Miami. After a loss, Frank Vogel was able to pivot and change and make an adjustment. And yes, you need personnel to do that. Obviously, you can't do it with every team, but you also have to have the stones to do it and the know-how to do it and the respect from your guys to do it, and Frank has it. That's where he deserves a ton of credit, for sure.
Chris McGee, Spectrum Sportsnet LA, where the Lakers are celebrating a 17th NBA title. Chris, I know there was a big party in Los Angeles. Maybe it got a little bit out of hand the other night in the city when they won the championship. But a couple of things about the whole coronavirus pandemic. How is this going to be remembered in terms of what the Lakers themselves had to go through in this bubble? I imagine eventually the stories are going to come out just how difficult this entire journey was for them inside the bubble, number one. Number two, how is the city of L.A. going to be able to celebrate this championship in some sort of official way, or are there any plans to do so?
I'll answer the second question first. I'm sure they're going to do something, but all these guys just got back from being away from their families for like 92 days or something. So I wouldn't bet on it being anytime soon. I think they kind of figure out what's the safest way to do it. We have not heard anything yet, so I don't have any information. I know there's going to be something that we'll cover on TV. I just can't. I wish I could give you guys an answer because I think we're all kind of waiting to hear. But the Lakers are smart. They're going to go about it correctly. They're going to hear from all sides, see what's safe, and go for it. That first question is a really good question, Chris, because I think I think other fan bases or teams that maybe didn't do well, this title, they'll say it doesn't mean much because I think that makes them feel better. But I think anyone in basketball or anyone that's ever competed at a high level or anyone that follows the sport, it's a really tough title to win. It's not the toughest. I'm not going to say that because every title is tough and every journey is its own experience. But I will say this, mentally tough, this one might be the hardest. It's the most unique by far.
Yeah.
Being away from your family, having to play every other day, all the stuff going on in our world and in our country, not an easy time. Taking 4 months off, not an easy time. The whole, it might be an asterisk kind of argument. That one doesn't hold any water for me because, yeah, put an asterisk there because they're the first team to ever win without having a freaking home game in the NBA. They didn't even have fans. You earn the number one seed. You never get to play at Staples. There's no advantage in that. Actually, advantage to the other team.
Yeah.
So, for me, to answer your question, man, I think the city of Los Angeles, for what they've been through in terms of Kobe Bryant, the global pandemic, all of it, it's special because you really had to go through some adversity, a lot of outside noise, a lot of uncertainty. And listen, man, 17-win season, 19-win seasons, 21 win seasons. And Chris, I know you get it, man, because there will be a day where the Bulls are on top once again, hopefully, for you guys. And you'll see it.
Oh,
right?
I thought like, when you said 19 win season, you were talking about the Bulls again.
Well, unfortunately, we had a couple of those, and I was the first face that you would see after those games. So, like, it's with all that combined, man, it's a special, to answer your question, it's a real special title. It really is. It just has a different meaning than the rest of them.
One more for me, Geeter. Along those same lines, Jeannie Buss, this is her first title at the helm, at the head of this organization. How special do you think this one is for her? Because she's been through a lot. I mean, she had to fire her brother, which I'm sure couldn't have been easy at all. And a few years later, her team, the organization, is hoisting up another trophy. How do you think this one sits for her?
Well, I'm glad you mention that, because I think when you make decisions and you're sitting at the top, like you said, they're not always going to be popular. They're not always going to be easy. It might even hurt people you love. You add the loss of Kobe Bryant in there, who she was extremely close with and considered family. Just all of it, right? To finally be at the top, and then a global pandemic hits, so you don't even know if you're going to have a season. I think all of that combined for her to win a title in honor of her father, and I can't imagine the emotions she feels. She is the biggest Laker fan of all of us, and I think this one will always be at the top for her because of all the circumstances, because it's the first one, and because of what her father meant to her, what Kobe meant to her, and what this team means to her. No doubt about it, without speaking for her, it has to rank at the top.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Chris, certainly appreciate the time. Enjoy this championship. You were the first people, you were among the first people that people tuned into over the course of, I don't know, since the last title. And it's been some tough sledding, but finally Lakers back on top. Congratulations to you and the rest of the cast and crew. And thank you for giving us some time today, Geeter.
Oh, I love it, man. Thanks so much, guys, for having me. You're the best.
Congrats, Chris.
All right, take care.
See you later, guys.
Chris McGee, Spectrum Sports Net LA, joining us there on the SDCCU Fan, SDCCU Online, and mobile banking lets you do your banking from your smartphone. Message and data rates may apply. For details, visit SDCCU.com.
All right, that's going to do it for us on this Tuesday. We want to thank the great folks at Sonic Drive-Ins here in San Diego. Amazing burgers and drinks, 8 locations around town. So Google Sonic San Diego. Find the location nearest you. Thanks, Sonic. Braves are making everybody in San Diego pretty happy. They're just beating the stuffing out of the Dodgers again. 8-3, top of the ninth in game two of the NLCS. Astros 1-0 over Tampa Bay in the bottom of the third at Petco Park. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock, everybody. Have a great rest of your Tuesday evening. For Tony, I'm Chris, and Scraby, good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.